This week's parasha in the Bnei Yisrael is Parshas VeYakir. It says, "Ve'itzav Moshe ve'aviru kol b'machaneh lemo." And Moshe Rabbeinu commanded, and it went past a voice through the machaneh, through the camp of Klal Yisrael lemo, saying, "Near Elise is the Bnei Yisrael b'siyat d'shmaya." Al pi mashikata Rabbeinu Arizal, according to what the Arizal explains, b'shar kavanot daf ayin vav, sheshay olamot, there are 310 worlds, shehem raz olamot, there are 207 worlds, communion or b'sitra diyamina, on the side, the right side, the kuf gimel, and 103 olamot, worlds, besitra, the smaller, on the left side. The elu akuf gimel, and these 103, hem mispa mincha. It's the same gematria as the word mincha. Memnun is 90. Chet he is 13, it's 103. Shehem mitororim, they awakened, Acha Chatzot, after Chatzot Hayom of the day. She'az mit'orer sitra de smola, begins the left side, i.e. the side of Din. Right? The left side is the side of Din, the right side is the side of Chesed. Towards after Chatzot, morning is the time of Chesed. Lagid baboke chastecha, to say, person's Chesed is associated with the morning. And Din is Likrata Erev, begins from Chatzot Ayom and goes into towards nightfall, when night is Kulo Din. But the starting of Din is from Chatzot, when it's the time of Midcha. Sitra the smaller, the left side, the Yitzchak, of Yitzchak. Lachen Likrat Tfila. Oto Zman Tfilat Mincha. That's why the Tfila of that time is called Tfilat Mincha, because Mincha is Gematria 103, like we said, which represents the 103 worlds of Sitra the smaller, of the left side. Yeah, I Bechinas Hadin, the concept of Din. V'ze shekatuv ha-pasuk gabi Yaakov, and therefore what the pasuk says with regards to Yaakov, v'yikach min haba b'yado, Yaakov took what came in his hand, mincha le'esav achiv. Mincha, loshen mincha, right? To Esav, Achiv, his brother. Mincha means a present to his brother, right? Da mincha ehem sod, this mincha represented this concept of 103 kuf gimel olamot, worlds, these 103 worlds, should be yad small, in his left hand, i.e. the left side, shia gvura, which represents the dinim, is yadua, because Esav is b'psoret of Yitzchak. Represents Sitra the smaller, represents the dinim mitzad the b'chinas hara, the ra in the world. V'lchein ama biyado, yad echad, it says with one hand, yado, it doesn't say yadav, it says yado, his hand, yad echad, one hand. V'lo ama biyadav, with his hands, plural, loshen rabim, it says mincha biyado. V'yikach min haba biyado mincha, with his hand, singular, what was in his left hand, biyado, sitra the smaller, this mincha, which represents these 103 worlds of Din. Kihem sod yad smali, this represents the left hand, the Bechinat Yaakov, of Yaakov. Right, Yaakov is amudad emtza, he represents the middle. Tiferes is the middle sphera, and the left hand represents Amuda the smaller. It's Amuda the smaller, which represents the Kuf Gimel, the 103 worlds of Gvura on the left hand of the left side of Yaakov's hand, right, the left hand of Yaakov. Rafisha Esav Nimshach Mina Gvurot. Esav comes from the Bechinas of Gvuras, like I said, from Yitzchak. Psorot of Yitzhak, the bad of Yitzhak. L'chein, Natan lo, chelko misham. He gave to Esav his portion from the left side, Bechinas Agvuros. Ramaz lo Esav, Achi Yeshi Rav. And Esav told him, Achi, my brother, Yeshi Rav, I have many, I have much. Ratzon lomo, im irtze lekatreg al Yisrael, if chas v'shalom, he wants to be mekatreg, to say bad things about the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, as kol yishai olamot, all these 310 worlds, hemli, they are mine. Yeshli, Rav, the shai olamot is to me. Rav, I have dominion, Rav, I'm a Rav on them, I have dominion over them. Vine otiot mincha hamorim al agvurot. This word mincha, which represents the kuf gimel olamot of tzad smola, of the left side, which teaches, which is on the side of the gvura, represents the worlds of din, vahadinim, right, the worlds of judgment. Yachzuru la'atid, in the future they will come back, yot otiot nechama. They will change, the otiot of mincha will become nechama. Ad kandato. That's the end of the words of the Rabbeinu Zal, of the Arizal, Sham, and Sham. V'ine yadua, it's known, ki Yaakov avinu alav shalom. Yaakov avinu. Nikra kol, is called a voice, an internal voice. The sort of kol kol Yaakov, like the pasuk says, the internal voice, the call of terror, the call of tefillah, that's the bechina of Yaakov, that's the concept of Yaakov. V'hu sod otvav, and it's represented, the name of Yaakov is represented, otvav, otvav, in Shem Avaya, yud is chokhma, he is bina, vav is tiferet, and he is malchus, right? Otvav is a representation of Yaakov, yeah? B'shem, Havaya, Baruch Hu, Anikra Kol, and it's who's called this call, because the call is represented the inner call of Tefillah and Torah, which is the Bechina of Yaakov. That call, that inner call of a Jew, right, is represented in Yaakov. V'anachnu tzichim lematek elu. We need to sweeten the din, I mean to fix the dinim of these Kuf Gimel Olamot, these 103 worlds, Haramuzim be'otiyot Mincha, which are hinted in this world. Mincha, yeah, which represents these 103 worlds, mitzad ha-smol, of the left side, the world of dinim. They need tikkun, they need fixing, they need mituk, sweetening, fixing the world of din. She'az yishlot Yaakov, avinu alav shalom, that Yaakov will have dominion over them. Gam bekaf gimel olamot elu, also in these 103 worlds, Shem Mincha, then a gematria Mincha, which represents this Mincha that Yaakov gave to Esav to be sholet on these 103 worlds, besitra to Esav on the side of Esav, the side of Din, v'lo yeh shlita, and there shouldn't be chas v'shalom shlita dominion v'achiza al Esav. Esav shouldn't have this dominion. Say yeshli rav. It's relevant to me, these 310 worlds of Scha, Yeshli Rav, is in my dominion. I'm Rav over them. I'm master over them. I have dominion over them, Chas v'Shalom. V'zeh shekatav, v'yitzav Moshe, v'yaviru kol, that Moshe commanded, and he passed a call in the Machane. Shehu Bechinas Yaakov, this call represents this concept of Yaakov, like we said, the call called Yaakov, the internal call of the Jewish people is Yaakov. B'mincha, right? B'machane, sorry. Within the machane, b'machane is Loshen Mincha, right? Which represents this 103, the Gematria 103 represents Shehu, 103 Olamot, right? Ve'viru call, the Bechina of call. In the Machane, the Moshe Rabbeinu sent this call, this inner deep call of Yaakov, which is the call of Torah, the call of Tefillah, into this Machane, Gamken, Shehem Bispa Min Machane, Otiyot Mincha, the letters of Machane, the same letters of Mincha. Va'az, Alidei Kach, through this, Leimo, to say, Chilek Hateva, L'shtayim, divide the word into two, V'kribe, Lo ma, not lemo, ela lo ma, rotzon lo ma. Lo ye od merirot ba'olam. There won't be any more ma. Merirot represents bitterness, dinim in the world. It will be sweetened, the world of the dinim, of the tzad, of Esav, of the tzad, of the side of these 103 worlds. Yeah? Ki hamarirut ba mit migvurot hadinim. The mirir, the bitterness, the ra in the world, the dinim in the world, the onesh in the world, this, right? The suffering in the world comes from tigborot hadinim, from the arising of these dinim, vagvurot akashim, and these hard gvurot, these hard judgments, which are caused misitra de smola, from the left side of these 103 worlds of judgment. And chas v'shalom, these dinim come when Esav yeshli rav, when Esav has shlita, his rav, he has dominion over these worlds of sky, especially the worlds of the sad hasmol, which is shaykh to Esav. So what Moshe Rabbeinu wants to fix al yaday, through this, that he is viru kol, he sent the call of tefillah, of Torah, this p'china of Yaakov, in the machane, which represents on the side hasmol, the side of judgment, machane, right, represents mincha, represents kuf gimel, worlds of judgment. We no longer merirut. There'd be a tikkun, there'd be sweetening of these worlds. There'd be no merirut in the world. There'd be tikkun, there'd be sweetening of the dinning in the world. And there'd be no onish, right? No judgment in the world. Chas v'shalom. Oh, yuvan v'sirat d'shmaya. Ben Ish Chai continues, says, oh, it'll be understood with the help of heaven, the yadua, that it's known. B'tfilat ha-mincha, the tfilat ha-mincha, lo yesh kriyat shema. In mincha, shacharit, ma'ar, we have kriyat shema. Mincha, there's no kriyat shema. Af al-pi sheyesh ba zivug, even though there's zivug, there's shefa coming into this world through the tfilah. And we know that all ha-tfilot, you need kriyat shema to help that zivug. And here by mincha, we don't have kriyat shema to enable that zivug. So there's a question. Taha yesh ba nefilat apayim. We know there's nefilat apayim, and therefore there's zivug. We know there's sim shalom, there's zivug, right? V'atam ki harashimo, that still remains an imprint. Hanishama kriyat shema de shacharis. The reason we don't have kriyat shema at mincha, because the kriyat shema of shacharis helps also for mincha. And there's a reshimo, there's an imprint of the kriyat shema of shacharis that helps also for mincha. Shuhu me'ula me'od. The kriyat shema of shacharis is so great that yaspik, it helps not only for tefillat shacharis, but helps also for tefillat mincha. Kamo shekatu Rabbeinu Ariza, like the Ariza writes, keniska b'shefa kavanot, like he writes in the Sefa Kavanot. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Vayetzav Moshe, that Moshe commanded, Vayaviru kol b'machane, they will pass this kol b'machane. What kol? Kol remes l'sod kriyat shema. Kol is a remes to the kol of kriyat shema, the reading of kriyat shema. Shepasuk rishon hu yichud, the Pasuk rishon of kriyat shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, represents the yichud, the oneness, hatif eret, and the beauty, hanikra kol. It represents the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the beauty of that unity, which is called kol. B'machane, and the word machane, otiyot b'mincha. Ratzon loma, come to tell us, lahavir ha'ara shel kriyishma, lahavir, to bring this ha'ara of kriyishma, which is this kol. Shehu harashimo. This is the imprint of kriyat shema hanisham shachris, which is started from kriyat shema of shachris, remains till mincha. That imprint rings to mincha. Vezeh omer, and this comes to tell us lemo ish veisha al yasu od malacha. Don't bring more work letrumat hakodesh. Don't bring more. Trumot, more. Don't bring more offerings, the Trumot HaKodesh, to for the Beit HaMikdash, right? don't bring more tithes, more country offerings to the Mishkan. Techalek ha-teva l'shtayim, divide the word into two. Kriva, instead of melacha, male kafhei. Ki pasuk rishon de Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, hu kafhei otiyot, who is 25 letters. V'korin lo, b'zoha kodosh, kafhei atvan di Yehuda. It's called, in the Zoha, the kafhei, the 23 letters of Yichud Shema, of Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'otiyot hem kelim, they're the vessels, shememalim otam, we fill them. Ha'orot are filled with this awe, this heavenly light, this heavenly spirit. Shetzrichim, this shefa, shetzrichim lahamshich, that we need to bring, b'chol et v'et, we need to bring into this world, b'chol et, each moment. Uleze amrim, and that's what we say. Male kafhei, full of kafhei. Bishvil tzarech trumat hakodesh. In other words, what we're saying is vayaviru Moshe viru kol b'mincha. Bring this call of Kriyat Shema b'mincha lemo. Right, saying. Ish v'isha al yasu od malacha l'trumat hakodesh. Don't bring maleko l'trumat hakodesh. Hi tefilat hamincha. Trumat hakodesh. This represents tefilat hamincha. V'kara trumat hakodesh. Mincha is called trumat hakodesh. Ki b'mincha ole hamalchut, the malchut, the nukva, the shechina. Shu kuma, it goes up ar. Chub ad chokma ubina, right? It rises. It gets its aliyah. Hanikraim kodesh, which is called kodesh. Kodesh is always b'chokma, right? Kadosh is always b'chokma. Reish is chokma. Kodesh is always a b'chor. Is the reishis? He's kadosh me'abetin. He's called b'chor. Is called chokma. The reishis chokma. Yiras Hashem. The reish is always kodesh. The reish is always chokma. V'hayodea sod hashevach shel hefresh tefilat hamincha. We know the difference between tefilat hamincha asher ba'avu ze amur azal. Because of this tefilah, Chazal told us, la'olam ye adam zahir b'tefilat hamincha. A person should be very careful with tefilat hamincha. Shere Eliyahu Navi, when the whole story with the Nevi'a Ebal, right? He said, mi la'ashem elai. Who to Hashem is by me? Lo neena ela betfilat hamincha. Was only answered in tefilat hamincha. Yavin haremis shuramaznu al tefilat hamincha. Understand this remez we're hinting in tefilat hamincha. But trumat hakodesh, this trumat of kodesh, the separation to kedusha. That's what tefilat mincha represents. This truma, the upraising to kodesh, the upraising to kedusha, and to separate from the rest of the ra in the world. Kloma titromem. Raise yourself, v'ta'ale, and go up, ad chub, until chokhma ubina chokhma, hanikrim kodesh, which are called kodesh. In other words, trumat kodesh represents mincha, which you're ole l'kedusha, you're ole to kedusha, and you separate yourself from the lower worlds, and you go to the higher worlds of kedusha. Just as Eliyahu, Bahar Karmel, separated the Jewish people from Nevi'e Abal, and went to the kedusha of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are we saying? We're saying that the pasuk is saying Ve'etzav Moshe ve'eviru kol b'machane, that Moshe commanded the people and they passed this call of tefillah b'machane b'mincha lemo, saying, okay, Al yasu od moloka l'trumat hakodesh. We don't need moloka. We don't need the kafhei atvan of Kriyat Shema. Et mincha, why? Because we have the reshimo of Kriyat Shema from the Boker, of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, and that reshimo will enable us l'trumat hakodesh. The nukva, the shechina, at b'shat mincha, will reach Kedusha of Chochmah of Binah, which represents Kodesh, will be raised the Shekhinah to that level of Kedusha of Trumat HaKodesh. Just as Eliyahu separated the Jewish people from Nevi'i HaBaal and raised them to Kedusha of the Yichud of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, of the oneness of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Mila Hashem Elai, right? He brought them to the level of separation from Avodah Zarah, to the Yichud of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Tefillat HaMincha. And that's why a person should be careful with Tefillat HaMincha, because it has such a level that it can raise him. The Shekhinah is raised to the Kedusha of Chochmah al Bina, of Kedusha, which is called Kodesh. Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem, that's Kedusha. When a person has that level of Yirat Shamayim, that level of Reishis, that level of Chochmah, which is the Shekhinah, is risen to that form, that happens at Tefillat HaMincha.